and tell your kids you walked a mile to school.
I literally could get away with it. It didn't snow, but, you know.
Classic Rock 101. I guess we're back on 941 here from the White Spot. And Kevin Smith is here
still
with us.
Still here.
I know
still
you
guys are just like, God, why is he?
No, are you kidding?
Dude won't leave. I'm up this early. I might as well keep talking.
Dude, we're getting our chops out there. This is a lot of fun.
This is
it's
good,
It's a
right?
real good exercise. Absolutely. Right. And you're very good at it, too.
Hire me for sports, sir. I know nothing about sports, but I could be just as much of a hostile aggro person as that.
How long are you in town for?
I'm here until July 22nd.
Oh, cool.
That guy is so gone.
He's done gone.
How long has Neil McRae been working for us, not counting tomorrow?
Too many years, like 20-something years.
Yeah? He's got
to
go.
I think so.
He's got
to
go. He's got
to
go. And, you know,
his time is done, bro.
But it'd be kind of cool to have your perspective on sports. And why not have a guy in there that doesn't really know a lot of sports, but then all of a sudden starts watching a lot of TV. And, you know, here's what I think about the way the NBA finals went, or baseball, or the hockey lockout.
My sports report would be, I didn't watch the game last night. Instead, I watched a little Law & Order. And then masturbated to computer porn. And
you
that's
too?
The sports report.
Well, that's pretty much Neil's day.
That's almost the length of a hockey fight.
Right there.
Why? Well, you know, maybe it could be longer. I don't know Kevin that well. It could be... Could be a whole period.
It could have been a whole fourth quarter.
I'm hair trigger, sir. Hair trigger.
Hair trigger. So your Q&A session will happen on July 9th at the Vogue Theater. And once again, the website, that's where you buy your tickets.
You buy the tickets at the website, kevinthevan.com, or just viewaskew.com, our website. And
okay.
The show is, what are we calling the show? Online, we're calling it Kevin Smith is your BC bud. Wink, wink. And I think on the marquee it says Silent Bob Speaks an Evening with Kevin Smith.
Do you enjoy the bud?
Do I enjoy the bud? Yes. I'm not an ardent, hardcore, you know, user, so much so that it interrupts the process of the daily routine. But from time to time, totally. And I mean, and I don't say this just because we're here either, but... Man, the weed up here is just nothing short of straight from the Elysium field. It is God's own weed.
I told you, it's a local call right here.
Oh, it the really,
local
really
call
is.
And,
but it's being threatened and overshadowed by crank seems to be much more prominent lately.
Well, you know, again, we have a mayor here called Larry Campbell. He is the inspiration for Da Vinci's Inquest, which is the show.
Really?
He was a coroner. He became mayor. And he kind of wrote the story. It's about his life, and he's just come out to say that he wants it legalized, and all the money. For instance, if you paid for a joint of marijuana, it would roughly call you cost you $1.60.
Right.
With all the taxes on, he would tax the crap right out of it. Would be about $8.60. But that money goes right to healthcare because healthcare in America and
would,
here.
I'd pay bucks for a joint.
Why not?
Especially if it was legal.
Well, yeah. And all the money goes to healthcare. But why not? I mean, it takes all the.
I will never understand why
the criminal element out of it.
That aspect of the drug community. Like, I can almost understand people going, like, well, we don't want to legalize heroin or coke. But weed? Come on.
Well, you
so
know,
tepid.
He's gone to the forefront with safe injection sites, too, in East Vancouver, where you go in and you
needle
inject,
drops.
Yeah,
needle
yeah.
Drops.
So, I don't know how people crank that stuff when such a natural thing is out there.
Right.
But for those who are hooked and stuff, to get them off the street and to get them into little safe buildings. But that's the kind of platform this guy has.
I'd
very interesting
him.
Guy.
I would totally vote for him.
Yeah.
Why
He's,
not?
He is so cool, this guy. And
it'd be nice to have a community in North America that legalized marijuana just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
Because you could take the front, right? You could take the forefront, move to the forefront of that of the entire legalized drug movement.
And if there was ever a community, I think it'd be here.
Yeah, they're very laid back already. I mean, they'd just be laid back even more. There'd be no traffic to report on whatsoever.
Is
your segue.
Is there a laid back traffic out there?
We actually have a couple things happening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back up, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Accident southbound night at Kingsway, and also Marine on ramp. To the Knight Street Bridge southbound. So two problems there. Albion Ferry, 2-sail wait either side. And, of course, construction off the Knight Street Bridge or off the Burrard Street Bridge.
Burrard Street Bridge.
Heading into downtown. Not only there, they've got a lane block put up at Smythe as well. So you might want to avoid Burrard into downtown. That's the traffic for the Crispy Colonel's Go Nuts contest with 30 grand in instant prizes. Details at participating Shell Select and Petro-Canada service stations. It's 15 degrees at 9:46. I'm Corey Miller.
Statistically, you have a 1 in 5,000.